This is Dave Gloetz. Welcome to another in my series of interviews with Ben Jarofsky, who writes on government and politics for the Chicago Reader and who's here with me today. Welcome to the broadcast, Ben.
Thank you, David.
Today we're talking about your article that appeared in the Chicago Reader on October 27th, 2011, which you co-wrote with Mick Dumke.
The great Mick Dumke.
And the title is The Mayor's Millionaires Club. It differs from much of what you write in that it's almost entirely straight reporting of findings, and the findings are of the mayor's schedule.
Yeah.
And you guys report on all the wealthy and powerful people that the mayor meets with. And one of the things that I found particularly distinctive about this article is you seem to reach very few conclusions. Do you have any conclusions that you guys didn't write about?
Well, yes. My own personal conclusions, yes. In your very astute analysis of the article, I might add, there is a difference between articles that I write with Mick, which are more investigative, journalistic in nature, as opposed to columns. Most of my columns are based on original research that I dig up, but I allow myself the free rein of the columnist to make wisecracks, all sorts of observations, conjectures, and suggestions, which of course never get followed. But anyway, this piece is really about access to the mayor and who has that access and how he controls that access for his own self-interests. There were many points in the article where I could have thrown in a wisecrack, but Mick and I both agreed that the story sort of spoke for itself. The schedule showed that the folks who have tremendous access to the mayor on a regular basis are very wealthy people who either give money to his campaign or give money to President Obama's campaign or other Democratic campaigns, or who have had business ties with Emanuel in the past during that brief moment when he was an investment banker. I believe that was in the late 90s before he went to Congress, early O's. The reality is that his office becomes what we equated to Bill Clinton's White House, where donors would get to spend the night in the White House. I don't know if you remember that line. That was sort of a wisecrack. Where donors to Clinton got to spend the night in the Lincoln bedroom at the White House. And so we're saying, well, 15 minutes with Rahm in his mayor's office is the equivalent of sleeping a night in the White House. So maybe, you know, you could, if you look at it that way, Clinton was more generous.
You talked about how the mayor controls access for his self-interest. What self-interest are you talking about?
The self-interest I was getting at there was raising funds for his campaigns, which is a big self-interest. The other self-interest is how he deals with reporters. We get into that as well in the article. So he's very effective at allowing access to journalists that he thinks will write favorable things about him. He's very quick to cut off access to journalists who he thinks will write critical things about him. I speak with some experience in that because, of course, we don't have access to him. Mick put in a request to interview him, and they didn't even respond to the request.
You found that the schedule of Rahm Emanuel, like former Mayor Daley, had appointments with unnamed individuals.
Mm-hmm.
Given that the named individuals is a who's who of the wealthy and powerful, what do you suppose about the unnamed people with whom he met? Like, are they at the even more wealthy? And are they, you know, what's going on there?
I have no idea. And that is a great question. I have no idea. I don't even know what to say. I mean, it's all assumptions and guesses. And my guess and assumption is it's more of the same. Why wouldn't he mention them by name? I don't know. You'd have to ask him. Oh, wait, he probably wouldn't answer because he wouldn't talk to you. Or maybe he would tell you off the record. He loves going off the record. No, he's a very shrewd and astute political operative. He is not really an ideologue unless favoring one's banking crony friends is an own form of ideology.
As opposed to self-interest.
Yes, as opposed to self-interest. I guess it is a self-interested ideology. I don't think he has much interest in policy. He doesn't meet with great thinkers. You know, he doesn't meet with policymakers. He meets with money guys.
Let's talk about who he meets with versus, the former mayor. You compared the frequency with which former Mayor Daley met with non-millionaire community types versus whom the Mayor Emanuel meets with. How far back did you guys look at Mayor Daley's calendar?
Well, that's a whole other struggle, getting a hold of Mayor Daley's calendar. We looked at the 2010 calendar for Mayor Daley. That's the only one we had. You could write a whole story about getting information from City Hall, and we just decided not to write that story. Wanted to focus on the information that we did get. Anyway, we make a point of distinguishing between a mayor who was in, what, the 21st year of mayoralty, their incumbency, and a rookie mayor who's in his first year, as if that would have some kind of distinction. I don't know if it would. My idea of Mayor Emanuel and Mayor Daley, I've told you this before, the contrast is that I believe Mayor Daley was in it for the long haul. He wanted to be mayor, like his father, for a long, long time. And my guess is that Rahm Emanuel, we're just a step up the ladder. One, maybe two terms, depends on what the world looks like at the end of his first term. If he has the opportunity to jump somewhere else, he will jump. If the opportunity is not there, he'll stay. And I just don't imagine him staying in office for more than two terms. The only way that would happen is if there's absolutely no opportunity for him to advance his career. He's just stuck here. And he'd probably be utterly miserable. Because like I said, my sense of it, he's not interested in building a political empire on a local level like Mayor Daley was. Instead, he's tending to use his time here as mayor of Chicago to go somewhere else.
We'll leave it there. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, sir.
This is Dave Gloetz. You've been listening to another in my series of interviews with Ben. When you get a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for other installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.